overload. And nobody's gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, 'cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Good afternoon, everybody. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. Happy Monday. Happy September. And joining me, as he has for the last almost 8 years, Jeffrey with a G, Jeffrey Kramer.
Is it really 8 years, bro? 8 years.
That's what you said. I don't know. Hope you everybody had a great weekend and enjoyed yesterday, the first Sunday regular season day, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. And then
I know
3
you
o'clock.
Were excited.
I was excited. I was amazed at Mitch Trubisky and our Chicago Bears coming out of the chute the way that they did. Also joining us in studio, sports consultant Tanya Brennan.
Hey, guys. How are you? I still want to know how I get the name Ambassador. Or the Whoopi of the Wizard of Whoopi?
Well, no. The Wizard Bobby actually came up with our board operator Bobby Not came you. Up with Wizard of Whoopi.
I'm by my first name. I want like a special title like that.
T. Just T. Also joining us in studio, Vegas headliner and all around good guy.
Legendary
Vegas headliner with some big breaking entertainment news. Frankie Shintai!
Hey! And the crowd goes.
Yeah.
And the proud grandpa.
Oh, yes.
By the way, before I forget, Happy New Year to everybody.
Shana Tova.
Happy New Year.
May we all have sweet, healthy, and prosperous New Year.
Another reason to drink.
Yet again.
That's my favorite prayer. Bereperi Haguffin. Let's have some wine. Anyway, Jeffrey, how was your weekend, first of all?
My weekend was a lot of fun, man. I went out with some friends. I took it easy on Saturday. Yesterday was a football day, hanging at the house.
Your big news.
My big news?
First year in the Superbook, in the Super Contest.
I did. I pulled the trigger on Saturday morning, and I went to the Westgate before the 11 o'clock cutoff, and I did enter the Super Contest, which is considered the ultimate handicapping contest in the country. And I had a very good week one.
Nice.
Wow. You pick 5 teams, right? Every week you've got to beat the spread.
Jay Cornegy and his team, they released the lines for the upcoming games on Wednesday at 5 p.m. You have until 11 a.m. on Saturday to make your picks. It's only sides, no totals, so only the spread of the game. And you have to pick 5 teams every week. I went 4-1 this week.
Outstanding. Congratulations.
Which one did you lose on?
I lost on betting against my Patriots by half a point.
I had a feeling that would be the one that you lost on.
As did my father.
Frankie Shinda. Wow.
Sorry, Dad. I liked Houston on the road, with that new defense and getting healthy again. Deshaun Watson back, and everyone knows often Belichick treats that first game of the season as his fifth preseason game. And look what happened last year. They got rocked by KC, and everyone thought the wheels were falling off the bus. And so I took Houston plus 6.5. I thought there was value there. But I did win on the 4 other picks, including your Chicago Bears.
Oh, goodness.
Including
plus 8.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Very nice.
Including Cleveland Browns. And including... I can't remember.
What has Brown done for you?
I can't remember my last one. Yeah.
What has Brown done for you? Well, shout out, by the way, to Jake Cornegy. Saw Jay yesterday.
He's such a good dude.
Just a good dude. He was all over the news because the Westgate Superbook is the place to
it
watch football.
It is the place to go.
I had my seat back. I watched in the balcony.
Really?
You know, and I hosted for nine seasons.
I remember.
And I got my chair back up in the back row of the balcony, so I was able to snooze and watch with your Patriots fan, Don Marino. And catch some Z's.
My other winning pick by the way, I had all underdogs this week. Bengals won outright. Bears should have won. And I had the Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs.
The Bills missed it only by a little bit.
What was the final on that?
Worst game.
47-3.
Oh, my God. I'm from Buffalo.
Right.
It's sad.
Did they show up?
I don't think so. I think half the team
half
was
the
there.
Bus right. got there.
And that, those were the starters in, correct?
For one game, I was thinking maybe Tyrod Taylor was not a bad...
He didn't look so bad against Pittsburgh yesterday.
No, he didn't.
How do you feel if you're a Steelers fan and your division, I don't know if it's a rival, but your division foes, the Cleveland Browns, come in and tie you at home at Heinz Stadium?
Tanya and I were talking about it before the show that I think it's going to be Ben Roethlisberger's last year.
Oh, I think that's a very fair comment to make. That team, there's something wrong with that team. Le'Veon not being there disrupts a lot of the chemistry. And by the way, Vegas Raiders fans, if you don't think that the Raiders made a huge mistake by letting Khalil Mack go.
Terrible move.
He let everyone know last night exactly what they're missing out on.
The Bears.
Yeah. And by the way, terrible coaching job in the second half. Terrible coaching job.
I don't.
You're up 17-0 at halftime in Lambeau opening night. Your defense is owning them, and you've already sent Rodgers to the locker room. You better come out and step on their face in the second half, and the only thing you should be doing is keeping Rodgers off the field by running the ball and killing the clock. They played not to lose and instead of trying to win.
That was crazy. I'm sorry, Frankie.
Well, go ahead, honey.
No,
go.
That was crazy.
It was.
Aaron Rodgers comes back after a foot injury. Doesn't play the second quarter or even the beginning. DeShone Kizer gets a little bit of play in there and comes back with a beautiful play to Ty Cobb in the end, and that just changed the entire game.
Yeah, and the Bears didn't do anything. You know, in the NFL, the winning teams, the winning coaches, the winning players make adjustments at halftime, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And clearly in the first half, Chicago was running them out of the stadium at their own stadium. Like, they didn't know what was going on.
No.
Khalil Mack was all over the place. Second half, they made some great adjustments. Obviously, Rodgers came back. But why didn't they keep that pressure on? They let the pressure go. You know, Rodgers can't run, right? You know that. He's only got one leg.
Absolutely.
If you put pressure on him, you play man-to-man off the line with their receivers, you're not giving him a chance to burn you on any medium or long-term plays. With that pass rush that Chicago has, they should have been all over them.
I was so disappointed. I thought Trubisky looked so good in the beginning of the game. Clean, accurate. The line was protecting him. And I don't know what happened. That was
terrible. Really did, man. He's got a great arm, too. He really does. Mm-hmm. But it was very disappointing. What did they put in his knee?
Probably cortisone, I would guess. I mean, you know, I don't think so. He probably felt his whole leg by the time he
came
out.
Is that legal? Are they allowed to do that? Shoot him up with cortisone?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what happens. It's a little cortisone and a little numbing agent so he could get out there and finish the game.
It was amazing watching him drag his leg. I mean, to be in Lambeau, we had some friends that were there watching. Of course, they were Packers fans. And, when I bet it was +8. And Bears were +8 in the beginning of the week.
Wow.
So Frankie, disappointing.
Frankie, you've got some big news, big entertainment news. I invited you in because I want you to share it with our,
us
first.
It's great news, you know. I've been friends with Michael Libinati, the entertainment director over at South Point, for a long time, and we've been talking about when are you going to come and perform at my hotel? When are you going to come and perform at my hotel? And, you know, we kept talking about it and talking about it.
And that's the South Point.
And that is the South Point Casino. Michael Gaughan's South Point. Mm-hmm. And
legendary Vegas family.
It really Gaughan is. Family, really. Jack. Old school guy. Great guy. And it finally happened. The conversation happened. And he said, you know what? I got a full hotel on the weekend with nothing for my guests to do in the afternoon. I go, I'm not an afternoon show. He goes, you understand? I got a full hotel every weekend. So I told him, he goes, what do you want? So we discussed, you know, financial obligations, and he said, you got it.
What'd you tell him? You want the Bills to win the Super Bowl?
I wanted the Bills to win a game. No,
throw in the meals.
That was it. So, and it happened, and we open October 6th. It's a 3 p.m. show with me, my whole team, my drummer, Pete O'Donnell.
Janine
Valentine. Oh. My horn section, rhythm section.
One of the best shows I've ever seen.
Oh, come on.
I swear to God, and I'm going to tell you why. And listen, I'm probably the youngest person at your show, but I remember George Burns. I remember a lot of those old-time entertainers. When you guys go from your regular music to Janine doing opera to you doing your vaudeville, your act, your George Burns, it's complete entertainment that no one does anymore. I'm being serious.
And how about the ball breaking? That's my favorite part.
I know.
When you can pick somebody out of the audience, irrespective of the race, religion, nationality.
Gender.
Gender. That's what it is.
I get it.
You know, it's a little Don Rickles. It's comedy. It's music. It's impressions.
But that's what I love. Your show is a throwback to what you don't see anymore. Like when I was a kid growing up, I used to, my mom and dad would throw dinner parties at the house. My brother and I would be in their bedroom watching Johnny Carson. It's like watching your show again. That's what I love about it.
Well, thanks, man. I'm so glad. You know, I waited. I took the summer off for a damn good reason. I wanted to travel. I wanted to get out of the heat for the first time in 18 years that we've been headlining here. After losing my brother, Joe, you know, just before
Christmas.
You
had a rough year.
This spring, this summer, was. I figured I want to stretch out. And it was a great time. And we had a great 2 years at the Plaza.
Amazing.
And then the mob stories coming in there. And, you know, I'm Sicilian. I've seen enough mob stories.
And you're going to Sicily.
In your backyard.
I'm going to Sicily. Week. Yes, because I got to go meet with somebody.
But you're taking people with you. You're taking a tour group, aren't you?
You know what? It's unbelievable because one of our biggest hubs that we've traveled to is the state of Ohio. There are so many Italians there. And there's a tour company called Da Vinci Tours. And this guy has been haunting me for 20 years. We got to do a tour. I want you to host a tour. So he has a tour of southern Italy and Sicily. Will you host this tour? I said, yes. He advertised it. It sold out in minutes. And he had to stop it. He had to go, that's it.
How many people did you take away?
50 total.
Wow.
And he stopped it at that so we could go anywhere. Any restaurant, any place we want to go. I'm performing in Taormina. I'm performing in Sorrento. I mean, what's going to happen is amazing. And we're going to see my relatives. I got relatives there. Kunta Shinta.
From the south side, yeah.
No, actually, Giuseppe Shinda, who is from Valedolmo, Sicily, where my grandpa came from, who now lives in Vallelunga, Sicily, we're going to go. He's going to roll out the red carpet. They're inviting the mayor of the town to come and meet me.
Where does the Jewish side of your family reside?
The Jewish side in Buffalo.
Frankie, can you give us a few notes on what to expect in your performance?
In Italy?
Because I want to hear.
In Italy?
I'm talking here either at Michael Gaughan's South Point or in Italy. I want to hear your voice.
This is the street that you grew up. What's the name of the song that I love that you do?
What is America to me? Yeah, that's like my favorite song. I've never done it in my show. Do you know that?
Really?
Never done it in my show.
You did it for me when we did the Guitars in Heaven show last time.
Well, I do it for special events. You know what I mean? But,
so good.
And I'm working on other things, too. I'm working on a TV show locally.
Mm. More to come, right?
Yeah. Called Holy Shinta.
Holy Shinta. So, can we talk about Serena Williams for a second?
Wow. Right for the controversy.
You play tennis?
Damn it!
You know what? I was shocked because she really is a genius of a player
and a brilliant athlete.
Now, did the game penalty make her lose the game? Was that the straw that broke the camel's back?
No,
or
was
the girl that beat her anyway?
The girl was going to beat her anyway. The straw that broke her back and her game is when she broke her racket after being warned, after being, you know, told to relax, and she just kept yelling at the chair ump. You owe me an apology. You're attacking my character. I would never cheat. So I guess in tennis, and I've been watching my whole life, I didn't realize this rule existed, your coach in the stands is technically not allowed to send you signals during the match, i.e., she's a little weak on the left side, so hit the ball to the right kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Apparently, I don't know the nuances of it.
But because you think she
if I'm a coach,
that?
Well, listen, at this stage, right, she's 37. 36, just had a kid. I mean, she's playing a young girl. She's still an unbelievable athlete and a great competitor, but if she can get a little edge,
right?
Why not?
Right.
Right?
They probably could see this girl, okay, this one's going to be tough.
Yes. Younger, faster, stronger. Well, I don't know about stronger.
It was like the guy from the sidelines with Rocky. You know? What was his name? The guy, the old guy. What was his name?
The Penguin.
Burgess Meredith.
The Penguin.
Burgess
Meredith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
Mick.
Yeah.
He's going to kill you. You can't beat this guy.
That sounded like Cantaglia.
Throw the towel.
Oh, Pantangeli.
Yeah,
Jewish guy giving up Sicilian names.
Yeah, exactly. Join us today at 3:30, immediately after Vegas Nonstop, for our live pregame Monday Night Football podcast at Sapphire Las Vegas on Sammy Davis Jr. Drive. Sapphire Las Vegas is having a silver and black themed party to help prepare for the Raiders coming to Vegas in 2020. In case you haven't attended a Monday Night Football kickoff party before, Sapphire is going to have a hosted open bar and food from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Giveaways, raffles, large state-of-the-art high-definition TVs all across the club, a handful of liquor sponsors sampling their products, and best of all, Sapphire cheerleaders. Check out Sapphire Las Vegas season ticket special. A season ticket includes entry into the Monday Night Football kickoff party, entry to all Monday Night Football and Thursday Night Football through the regular season, and one general admission Super Sunday party ticket in February. Visit our website at VegasNonstop.com for more info and party invitations. We hope to see you all tonight at Sapphire Las Vegas on Sammy Davis Jr. Drive. We're going to take our first commercial break and come on back with more Holy Shinta, Tanya Brennan, Jeffrey with a G, and some forecasting on the NFL. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on NBC.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Every day, we go about our lives driven by routine. Our vision clouded by the very normalcy we take for granted. Countless victims of human trafficking walk among us, invisible. It's time to open our eyes. The Blue Campaign provides a unified voice for those who combat human trafficking, whether it's forced labor, domestic servitude, or the sex trade. Learn what you can do to help by visiting dhs.gov/bluecampaign.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out of pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Jonathan Scott on Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio, 9:20 a.m. Welcome back. Join us again today at 3:30, immediately after the show, for our live pregame Monday Night Football podcast at Sapphire Las Vegas on Sammy Davis Jr. Drive. And it's going to be a silver and black theme party to help prepare for the Raiders coming to Vegas in 2020. Sapphire just does the best job for Monday Night Football. A hosted open bar with food stations, liquor stations from 4 to 8, giveaways, prizes, and best of all, Sapphire cheerleaders. Did I mention the Sapphire cheerleaders?
No, John, tell us again about the cheerleaders.
Did I mention the $1 lap dances at halftime? Check out Sapphire Las Vegas season ticket special. Season ticket includes entry into Monday Night Football kickoff party, entry to all Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football through the regular season, and one general admission Super Sunday party ticket in February. That's the Super Sunday because they can't say the other word. visit our website at VegasNonstop.com for more info, party invitations, and we hope to see you all join us tonight over at Sapphire Las Vegas. So tonight we've got the New York Jets against the Detroit Lions at 4:10, and then at 7:20, the Rams against the Raiders. Jeffrey with the G-Line 1, go ahead.
The Raiders. All the Raiders fans are going to get a chance to see what Chucky can do with this team finally after bringing in John Gruden in the offseason, taking 10 years away from the game from coaching. Kind of curious to see what we're going to see, although clearly he never really left the game. He always had a finger on the pulse, was very close with the league, the players. Obviously, Gruden's quarterback corner, what he used to do with all the young guys coming into the league, is great. I'm a little concerned about this team, having let Khalil Mack go just before the season started. You have to imagine that the rest of the team this has an effect on. You know, mentally, psychologically, you had the number one guy, number one defensive player in the league in your locker room, and then they just shipped him out because the new coach is in town, who reportedly is making $100 million over 10 years, but you didn't want to give the best defensive player in the game his money. So it'll be interesting to see how the psyche of the team is. Talent-wise, they have a ton of talent. They picked up Jordy Nelson from Green Bay in the offseason. You have Amari Cooper. I'm still not sold on Carr yet, although I think if there's a coach out there that could have fun with him, it would be Gruden, because he has that sort of quarterback offensive angle. I'm curious to see how the defense is going to do without that leader on the other side of the ball. The line tonight is Rams by 6, and if I was betting this game, I would bet the Rams.
What about the Jets-Lions?
I like that game. I like that game, actually. I like the Jets here, plus 7 points.
Plus 7.
Sam Darnold is starting his first NFL game. Jets have an underrated defense. They have a decent running back in the backfield with Bilal Powell. They have some nice receivers on the outside. I think they play a very conservative game, a lot of ground and pound. They're not going to make Darnold make a lot of decisions or big passes. Short passes, lots of running, screen plays. I think they can stay in this game. Detroit probably wins the game at home, but not by 7 points.
I'm real curious to see their defense.
Jets?
The Lions defense.
Why?
Just with their new coach, it's going to be very interesting. And they play the Niners next week, and so I need to know what we're up against.
We should talk about your affiliation with the Niners.
Goodness.
Because you were a cheerleader.
I was a cheerleader.
And once you're a cheerleader,
you're always a cheerleader. I know it. I know. It was a tough weekend.
You can probably still fit into the uniform. That's.
I think I can.
I think you can.
And the cowboy boots.
Nothing,
yeah, I still have the pom-poms.
Yes, you do.
Tough loss for the Niners. You know, we had some missed tackles. We went hot on plays. We weren't ready for the play. Plays, misreads. My Jimmy G threw some interceptions. I was very, very upset about that. 3.
Yeah. Seemed like more.
But I got to be honest. I was very happy with our defense. You know, we lost Marquise Goodwin in the first quarter. We lost two of our big guys, and we had to make some shifts. And we played the Vikings. You know, and this team is NFC playoff Super Bowl contenders.
Absolutely. And after what I saw from them yesterday, that's a badass team right there.
Yep. And if you break down the numbers with Kirk Cousins, with Jimmy G, they were very equal in their numbers. They were just right around about 260 yards,
for the game.
Absolutely.
Well, you were saying almost all the quarterbacks came in right around there.
Right. With the exception of Drew Brees, which that was just a crazy game in the South 400. Against Tampa Bay. Over 400. And our friend Andrew Luck with the Colts also threw for over 400.
What did you think of that game?
Which one? The Saints?
Indianapolis.
You know, I don't know.
They end the game giving up 17 unanswered points.
It's crazy. I mean, we saw a lot of weird games like that yesterday.
To Cincinnati.
To
the Bengals. When have you ever seen the Bengals come back on anyone down 17?
Yeah, it was good to see
Luck back.
They're
usually the ones... Yeah, he looked good.
He looked very good. But a loss is a loss, so very unimpressive.
Not just a loss. He lost by 10 points at home.
Jeffrey, your opinion on Eli Manning?
Not a fan. Haven't been for a long
really?
Time.
Really? I just like the family.
Okay, I don't dislike
the family.
I'll agree with you. I like the family, too.
I think he's got a better offensive line this year, and I think
he's going to need it.
I know he is.
He also has a stud in Saquon Barkley he can rely
on. He's amazing.
That kid is the best running back I've seen coming into the league since Barry Sanders.
I think he's going to do better this year. And I don't think he's long for the NFL either.
Oh, well, no. I mean,
he's up there, but yeah. I think he's going to be better this year.
So here's my thing on Eli Manning. We all know he beat the Patriots twice in the Super Bowl. I'm not going to go into that because it's still very painful. But
a little odd, you too?
Oh, especially the first one in 07. That was just garbage. But anyway, they say that because he has two rings and his last name is Manning, he's a Hall of Famer. Mm. No effing way.
Mm-hmm. Did Archie make it into Hall of Fame?
No.
Yeah.
No. Clearly his brother is. That's not even a question. I'm sorry, Eli is not a Hall of Famer. Congratulations on your two rings. If you look at the rest of his career, average at best. Mm-hmm. He's been known to lead the league in interceptions how many times? Several. Never. His QB rating is terrible. His postseason isn't even that great overall as a body of work. He's had some great teams with amazing defenses. When you have the likes of a Michael Strahan and, you know, JPP and some of these other unreal guys that he's had on those teams, and then you have a wide receiver by the name of David Tyree and Mario Manningham, mm-hmm. who were out of the league a year later, make acrobatic, unreal catches. I mean, listen, kudos to him for beating the Patriots twice. I can only tip my hat, but not a fan.
I think you're just mad.
No.
Tanya, Jets, Lions.
Jets, Lions?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go for the Jets.
Plus seven? You're going to take the points?
Yep, I'm going to take the points.
You know, yesterday I swore I was going to do it, and I did. I stayed completely away from over and unders.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah. And Jeffrey would always yell at me because I always do the over or the under. And I hate betting the under.
Because you only bet it based on if it's 50 or above or lower.
Like, that's right.
That's like your threshold.
If it's 50 or above, I go under. And if it's near 30, which you don't even see anymore,
no,
I go over.
No. But like yesterday, the Saints total was 50. And they put up about 100.
That was a slot. That was just an insane game.
By the way, good for Tampa Bay without Jameis Winston going into the Saints, into New Orleans.
I don't get this. 88 combined points between the two teams.
Yeah.
You've got Drew Brees, no defense apparently on either team
yesterday. Which is a shock because the Saints defense last year was so good.
Right.
They didn't rely on Drew Brees carrying them to wins. And yesterday, no defense. And look what happened. They lose.
Frankie, Jets or Lions?
I concur with Tanya.
Jets.
Yeah, I got to go with the Jets. Mm-hmm. I got to go with the Jets.
Rams, Raiders.
I go with the Raiders.
Raiders are plus four. Home
yeah,
count,
I go
home
with,
dogs.
I got to go with the
I
Raiders.
I love home
no,
dogs.
No, 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 no. That line is six now.
Oh, so it's plus six.
I wrote it right there for
it's
you.
Even better.
Yeah, Raiders all the way.
Oh. Are you finding yourself to be a little bit more of a Raiders fan now that they're coming?
No, I always liked them. I always did. They were always a competitive team. You know, there was a couple years there they were like, pfft. But I think they're. I like the Raiders.
Do you ever go to a Buffalo Bills bar to watch the game?
Yeah, sometimes I do. There's a bar here that Angelo Casero owns. Yeah,
that's
he has all the Buffalo food.
Oh, that's the one at Town Square.
Was it Beef on Weck?
Beef on Weck. Yep.
It's all about the food for us, you know.
It's a Kenwick roll. It's a roll with caraway seeds,
yeah.
Caraway seed on top and what's the Jewish?
Rye.
Kosher salt.
Rye. You got to have the
kosher salt okay. embedded on top of the salt. And it's just really with roast beef. Oh, my God.
Wow.
It's so good.
Yeah. And the wings, the
and
buffalo wings.
And the buffalo
And where
wings.
Do you go for the best beef on Weck in town?
That's
well,
just called
I
Town
make it,
Square.
I make it at home.
Do you?
Yeah. I swear
we're still
to God.
Waiting for the invitation when Jackie says we could come over to the backyard.
I know, ain't it? Right? I know. When the wife says it's okay.
Yeah, when you get clearance from the tower, as
get,
we
get,
say.
Clearance from the tower.
Clearance from the War Department.
My wife is, you know what? She loves to host parties, but usually it's my house, it's family, and it's 30 people.
Yeah.
Honest to God, just our family is always 30 people.
I think we should let us come over with Jeffrey and Chef Gino.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
You know Gino.
You know what? I'll send her on a shopping spree.
He's Italian. No, you don't have to do anything.
No, I'll send her on a shopping spree.
Oh, yeah. Just give her the credit card.
Have Gino come over to cook some real authentic Italian food.
Oh,
all right. And I'll get Peter from Mastroianni's. We'll go crazy.
I love Pete.
Isn't he crazy?
He's out of his mind.
I love
him. I ran into his mother and his wife at Trader Joe's one day, 40 minutes in line about Brooklyn in my ear.
Isn't that great?
I love it. I do.
We're going to take one more quick commercial break. Not one more. We're just going to take another one. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop on NBC Sports Radio 920 AM. Stay right where you is.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
Who might you save?
Your mother, your father, your husband, uncle, aunt, son.
Learn FAST, F-A-S-T, the sudden signs of a stroke. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. S, speech difficulty. T, time to call 911. You could save.
Your friend, teacher, boss.
So learn FAST, then pass it on, because you never know who might save you.
Your wife, your colleague.
Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking. So call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports 920 The Game is KBAD Las Vegas.
Vegas nonstop, not on the road again here in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. Frankie Shinta, not on the road again. And back here opening October 6th at the South Point Hotel and Casino, right on fabulous Las Vegas Boulevard.
I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
What a great showroom.
You know, I've never gone to Michael's for dinner.
Oh, so
oh my God, are you kidding
no,
me?
Never gone.
So amazing. Yeah,
he'll go if somebody buys it for him, though.
Yeah. Well, of course.
Of course.
Yeah. Born to be
Let
topped.
Me tell you something. a dinner from heaven served like you're a
Correct.
King.
Yes.
Yes.
Like I
you're
am a king.
Well, you're
I
the
agree.
King.
I
you're
agree.
The I'm the king of my domain.
I come from an old school background of front of the house dining, and they do it like
Isn't
no one
that
else.
Isn't that the
it's
best?
Beautiful.
There and Carbone, they still do a great front of the house
yep.
presentation.
You know who eats there all the time? Every year I go eat with them is Mike Fratello and all the college coaches.
Yeah.
All the guys. You know, all the coaches, Syracuse and Duke, I get to eat with those
we
guys.
We got to celebrate your October 6th when you open. Because I went to, you know, I got to a few of your openings. I like going opening night.
Opening
Much
night is
I was at
night.
The Plaza opening
a lot
with Jonathan.
Of Kettle Two.
Yeah, we were there.
We went
a lot
to the
of
Plaza.
Kettle Two.
Remember the dogs?
That's right. I wrote a joke for Frankie. I said, Frankie Shinda has drank so much Kettle One, he's onto Kettle Two.
We should talk the company into making Kettle Two.
Wouldn't that be great?
Just distilled a little more.
Kettle right. 2.0.
2.0.
You've got great
Kettle
taste, Frankie.
2.0.
Great right? taste.
It yep. is the best.
Kettle 2.0.
Once again, we invite you to join us today at 3:30, immediately after Vegas Nonstop, over at Sapphire Las Vegas, Sapphire Las Vegas on Sammy Davis Jr. Drive. Silver and black. You can bring out your Raider wear if you want to, and especially for that 7 o'clock game. If you have never attended a Monday Night Football kickoff party at Sapphire, they do it right. There's food stations, there's liquor stations, and, of course, there's cheerleaders. Sapphire cheerleaders. yeah, Bobby didn't do the sound effect this time on the cheerleaders. Check out Sapphire's Las Vegas season ticket special. Gets you through the whole season for Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football, and, of course, for the big game. Take it for the big game. Go to our website, VegasNonstop.com. Leave your name and email. We'll get back to you with more information. And, again, the Jets are playing the Lions at 4:10 this afternoon. And then the second game is at 7:20, and we're going to be at Sapphire. We invite you to come by, say hello, have a cocktail, have some of the grand. And the food's going to be from El Dorado Cantina, which is, I think, one of the best Mexican restaurants here in town.
See,
very
so,
good.
So before we start forecasting a little bit for next week and Sunday, I have to give a shout out to our friends over at the Smith Center for the Cultural
Woo-hoo!
Arts.
Yes.
And my friend Mike Dreitzer treated me to go see On Your Feet over the weekend, the Gloria Estefan.
And what'd you think?
I loved it. I thought it was great. Yep. It was great.
And Bernie Eumann was part of that as well. Did you get on your feet and dance?
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
Bernie Eumann's part
I
of the production.
I sat in my chair and slept is really what I did.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
I didn't get on my feet. I sat in my chair and slept.
I would have loved to have seen that.
You didn't get to go see it?
I mean, you dance, not sleep, but dance.
Oh, me dancing? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, no, I did see the show.
That was terrific.
It was great.
And last Wednesday, I was at the Smith Center for the Composer Showcase, which I go to every month. Have you ever gone, Frankie, to Composer Showcase?
Yes, I have, a couple times.
Oh, actually, you went with me.
Yeah, I did.
I invited you.
I was your date.
You were my date. And you're a great date, by the way.
We drank
some Kettle too.
Right.
Damn it!
You guys don't hear enough headsets. Bobby's doing sound effects. So, you know, my joke is about the Smith Center is that we finally have a cultural center in Las Vegas that doesn't have a stripper pole and slot machines.
Isn't that great?
But we're working on it.
No, we're not working on that.
Myron's Jazz Cabaret. Shout out to our friend Myron. Myron Martin, who tricked us. He was on the show once because he said he played for the Rangers, and he meant he played the organ.
Yes, yes.
So what can you tell us that's going on? What's that we don't know already? I mean, are you already selling subscriptions to next year's Broadway series?
So we just, this past week, we had On Your Feet, which was our first show of our next Broadway series.
Right.
Next month, we've got Waitress coming to the Smith Center. And then in November, we have The Lion King.
Hakuna Matata.
Oh, my God, man. That is my favorite.
You need to take all your grandkids.
All the I do.
Yes, yes.
Not the new ones, because they won't get it.
Oh, they're so cute. But take the whole family.
I got five, four, and a three-year-old.
Yep. And the costuming in this production is over the top, so you need to check it out.
What's after Lion King? There was something else that was coming.
Yep, we have something in December. We have all of our Nutcracker performances and resident shows. And then in December, we have Drumline coming, which is really entertaining. And just an action-packed holiday and fall season.
You know,
so,
and you've got John Prine coming, who's one of my favorites from Chicago as far as original music goes. But you also have it's such an eclectic mix. You've got Psycho, the movie, coming with a full orchestra.
Right, right. We have Psycho, we have family show performances, you name it, we have it there at the Smith Center. So get your gift cards if you can.
And free parking.
Absolutely, free parking. You can't find that anywhere.
Okay, so we did our job.
Absolutely.
We plugged the Smith Center for the Performing Arts. And Jeffrey, I think we can move on to Thursday night and Monday for the regular season. Thursday night, we've got Ravens playing the Bengals. Is that correct?
The Ravens playing the Bengals. And right now,
close.
It's almost a pick 'em. The Baltimore is a 1-point favorite. The total is 44. Obviously, both teams looked very good yesterday, albeit Baltimore had the much easier game against Frankie's Bills.
200-1 to win the Super Bowl.
I think they won by 40 or something like that. Meanwhile, Cincinnati goes on the road to face Andrew Luck and the Colts and pulls out a very impressive win. You know, to me, there's no way to bet this game. There's no value laying the one on the road, and there's no value taking the one at home with Cincinnati in a division that Baltimore has owned them over the years, just like Pittsburgh has against everyone else as well. I think this is a great game to watch. I just don't think it's great to bet on, but I appreciate the NFL at least putting on a decent Thursday night football game.
Ms. Brennan?
I don't know. That's a tough one. I'm gonna go for the Ravens.
And Mr. Shinta?
Well, could I be honest?
No,
lie like everybody else
I
does.
Never liked the Ravens because of what happened in Cleveland. That's how bitter I am.
Yep.
I still don't like the Ravens because they're the old Cleveland Browns.
Yeah,
who was his name that pulled the Browns out of Cleveland?
What has Brown done for you?
Brown has nothing. Not a damn thing. And
so
now the Browns
regular?
Got Tyrod Taylor. The Bills are having a tough time. I can't take the pressure.
Wait, and this is only game one. This is week one, Frankie.
I know. Maybe. What about Peterman? Is he going to be any good?
I think they're going to take
Seinfeld?
Him out.
Is he any good?
Who?
Who's the quarterback for the Bills now?
Oh, Peterman?
Is he any good?
No, not with the other names in the league.
Oh, my God.
You'd rather have a Sam Darnold, a Pat Mahomes, a Jimmy Garoppolo, any of those young guys.
See, I thought when we hit the new owner, all that money,
that's what happens with the owners.
They
get paid, and then they go whatever.
You're talking about Robert Urse. When Urse, are you speaking Italian?
No, Jim Irsay.
Pagula.
I mean, he came with all this money.
Yeah.
Here we are. We're going to have the capital to get the best. And here we are.
He was the Giants defensive coordinator, right?
Sure. The Buffalo Bills.
Who's my favorite new guy? What's his name? Ha-ha.
Ha-ha Clinton Dix?
Clinton
on Green Bay Packers?
That's my new favorite name in the NFL.
How about Juju Schuster?
Right. I always wondered if he ever got pulled over by a cop, and a cop asked him what his first name was. I don't know how far that would get him.
Ha-ha. Step out of the car, please.
Your name, please?
Ha-ha. It used to be Shady McCoy, because I always thought that was going to be a mystery story.
Yeah, so you don't hear about Shady McCoy anymore.
Shady McCoy.
And you don't hear about Le'Veon Bell either. Both of them are out.
There was a rumor Le'Veon is looking at San Francisco. What do you think about that?
Where men are men and sheep are okay.
We need help.
That's another franchise that's in disarray right now. With Ben on his way out, no Le'Veon Bell. Tomlin has already jumped the shark. Mm-hmm. And great talent on that team. Probably the best wide receiver core you'll ever see in the NFL. They lost what's-his-name to Oakland, and they already cut him, right? The young kid. Martavis Bryant. He's already gone. Nothing but talent on that team, but they just can't seem to put it together.
Sunday, September 16th, 10 a.m. games. Washington Redskins against the Indian No Place Colts. Skins are favored by -5.5 at home. What do you think of the Skins this week? Yesterday.
They look decent, but I don't know why everyone's jumping to bet them. That line opened up at 3.5. It's already 5.5.
I think it's an Adrian Peterson thing.
Come on, he's not even a starting running back.
I didn't say it was me.
He scored. Didn't he score yesterday?
He did. He did okay. I mean, he did score, but I'm not seeing it yet.
Listen, they look very good going on the road out west to Arizona, who I don't understand that team for the life of me. But, Peterson did well.
And then the next game to talk about is Carolina Panthers.
What's the total in that? I'll take the over in that game. Zero defense, 46.
For those that don't understand when we talk about over and under, we just mean the total amount of points at the end of the game. We can bet over and under, although we try and stay away from that because I got killed so many times on the over and under. Carolina Panthers, Cam Newton against Atlanta Falcons in Hotlanta, -5. Falcons favored, -5. Jeffrey with the G-line 1, go ahead.
After what I saw from Carolina yesterday, I mean, I didn't see a whole lot. I mean, Atlanta didn't look great on, Thursday night against the Eagles? 18-10 was the final, correct? They managed 10 points. Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and Devontae Freeman managed 10 points.
Tanya Brennan.
I don't know. I would say the Falcons right now. I wasn't too impressed by the Panthers, but this could go either way. It's a division game. They both need the win.
Absolutely, although Atlanta would need it more.
Absolutely, because they need a win. Is this at home? Is this in Atlanta?
This is in Atlanta.
I'll go with the Falcons.
-5.
Frankie Shinta.
I like the Falcons at home, even -5.
I'll take Carolina +5.
Minnesota versus the Green Bay Packers with or without Aaron Rodgers. Right now, Packers are favorite at the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
I don't see a posted line yet because they're waiting to hear what happens with Rodgers. If you can get Minnesota +2.5 right now, I'd back the truck up and grab that with two hands.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm going Minnesota on this one.
Oh, yeah.
Minnesota.
And let me tell you something. If you think he's going to put Rodgers out there against that defense at home,
mistake.
No way. Yep. Aaron, go bye-bye on a stretcher.
Frankie Shinta.
I'm sorry. I'm reading my cousin's Facebook post.
I'm really into this.
No, I'm so sorry. Say? I got caught up in my cousin David.
And share us on
my cousin David is originally from Cleveland, just said, the Browns are undefeated after one game.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's their best start in franchise history in the last 20 years.
I got to go.
Packers at home.
I got to say, if he plays, I got to go with the Packers.
He's not playing.
He's not going
to
play.
I don't think he is. It'd be stupid to put him
out
there.
I got to go with Minnesota.
I'll take Minnesota with or without Rodgers.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they're on fire now.
If you thought that the Bears got to him yesterday, watch what Minnesota does to him. And they just got a blueprint last night to read.
All right, Rabbit. All right.
I'm going to take Minnesota also because Packers suck.
Would I throw a lit match if my friend Rocky was in there?
I had to say Packers suck.
Yes, you did.
Somebody's got to say it.
Los Angeles Chargers over the Buffalo Bills.
Yes, you're Buffalo Bills.
Let me think.
Go ahead.
Chargers are 7.5-point favorites in Buffalo.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll take Buffalo.
I got to tell you.
And hopefully there's a snowstorm.
Nope. I think Buffalo will win that game.
I don't really say win.
They have something to prove.
Frankie's taking Buffalo.
I'll take 7.5 at home. I'm not taking them to win.
Tanya.
I'll take the points as well. Buffalo.
How dumb are we?
I'll take Buffalo also.
We're all taking Buffalo. Hey, why not? Let's go Buffalo.
Wait, look at this. I'll make a phone call.
There you go.
That's it. I'll call.
Wait, are you gonna make it snow?
I can't make it snow, but I'll call the guy.
Who do you do from the Godfather? Do we want to tell our stories, our Godfather stories, on the air? Can we tell them on the air?
I don't. What?
Well, you do the voice.
No.
I've got a great story.
Right?
I could do Frank Pantangeli.
All right.
What do you want me to do? Ask me a question. Okay. Yeah, you mangiare New York, no mangiare Miami, con I'm in rot. Scusate, Dan Corleone. Io sono stanco, vigliago, cheech, abort. For you white people, he said, I don't need a New York. I don't need a Miami. With Hyman Roth. Excuse me, Don Corleone. I'm a little drunk. Yeah. I'm a little tired. Frank, open the door.
Yeah. Frank, you should be October 6th at the South Point Hotel in
Can't
Casino.
Wait, man. I cannot wait.
We're going to take another quick another quick commercial break.
Come on, Tanya. She was going to do pin tan.
I'll save it when we come back, darling.
Save it for when we come back, because we got Godfather stories. Listen, Vegas Nonstop here on NBC Sports Radio.
Here, just stood
9:20 a.m. Like us and share us on Facebook. We'll be back after this short commercial.
The Las Vegas housing market is back on the rise. If you're looking to buy a new home or sell your current home, Fred and Rita Trujillo invite you to call or write them. Fred and Rita have been serving the Las Vegas community for over 25 years, providing professional real estate service at all levels. Whether you're looking for a luxury estate or a starter home, Fred and Rita can help you from open to close. Call Fred and Rita Trujillo today at 702-493-8044. That's 702-493-8044. You can also email Rita at ritatrujillo.com. Fred and Rita Trujillo, Las Vegas realtors who care.
For more than 35 years, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing has been servicing the Las Vegas Valley for general repairs, water conditioning, water line detection, and so much more. Specializing in bathroom and kitchen remodeling, A.A. Cassaro Plumbing and A.A. Cassaro Construction feature over 35 years of satisfied customers. A.A. Cassaro is family-owned and operated. Check out aacassaroplumbing.com today.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters!
Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
At Comfort Care Dental Group in Las Vegas, we know there's more to great smiles than teeth. We provide trusted, comfortable care tailored to your individual needs. We offer appointments 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and on Saturdays and Sundays, so you won't have to miss work. Plus, patients with insurance pay $0 out-of-pocket for teeth cleanings. You can schedule an appointment online anytime, 24/7 at ccdgp.com. See why our patients can't stop smiling. Plenty of free parking, so call or book today. Comfort Care Dental Group on 7th Street off Charleston.
NBC Sports Network.
Let's go!
KBOD Las Vegas.
Without a road, on a honey.
Sports Radio 9:20 a.m. rocking out on a Monday afternoon. Boys and girls, moms and dads, children of all ages. Welcome back to Vegas Nonstop. Join us after the show over at Sapphire Las Vegas for the first Monday night kickoff party where we've got cheerleaders and booze and food. And
there is a little bit of a breaking sports story from today outside of the baseball and football world.
What do you got?
My Montreal Canadiens captain, Max Pacioretty, number 67, was traded to the Vegas Knights today.
Wow.
Yeah.
Come on.
And there was a preseason. Wow.
So you're talking about a legitimate leader scorer that will probably step into James Neal's role.
The crowd goes crazy.
And they extended him for 4 years at an average of about $7 million a year, which is about what Neal. And I can't tell you how happy I am for Pacioretty because that organization, as much as I love them my whole life, it's an absolute mess. In the last 3 years, they've gotten rid of P.K. Subban, Alex Galchenyuk, and now Pacioretty. Mm-hmm. And they have accumulated a lot of great first and second round picks that I hope they do the right thing with. But I can't tell you how happy I'm going to be to watch number 67 here in Vegas this season. He is a huge addition to the team, guys. This is not a small story at all.
Wasn't there a preseason Knights game?
I don't know.
October.
What position, Jeff?
He is a winger. He's a right,
right winger.
He's a right winger. He'll probably play on the first or second line. With it is for sure. You can have Marchessault, Wild Bill, and who on the first line? I'm trying to think of the third one. It was the best line in hockey last year. You have a patchy already. Now, mind you, when you come from an organization like a Montreal Canadiens, a Green Bay Packers, a New York Yankees, and you're wearing a C, you're bringing a lot of lineage and history and leadership into the locker room.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great move for the Knights.
Especially to a young team like that.
Correct. That's, with all those young guys.
That nothing but great for
now, they did give up Tatar. Yes. Montreal's getting Tatar, who I love. And even better is the minor league kid, Suzuki, who I think could be a stud in a few years. But I like where Gallant and McPhee are going. They want to win now. They're building off of last year when they did the unforeseeable, the impossible, and went to the cup finals. And this is the kind of piece that could take them over the hump.
You want to give us a little baseball before we jump back into football?
Yeah,
or
I was just going to say October 3rd is the NHL opening date. So very exciting. Go Knights. Sorry, I had to just give them a plug.
I mean, not much has changed in the way of the standings. I mean, both West divisions in the American League and the National League are where it's at. I think everything else is locked up.
How many games are your Red Sox ahead?
Red Sox are ahead 8.5 games with maybe, I don't know, 15 games to go, 16 games to go, give or take. Cleveland's up by 15.5 games. But in the West, you know, Houston and Oakland are only 2.5 games apart.
What about National?
And then when you go to the National League, it looks like Atlanta's going to pull away from the Phillies. They're up by 4.5 games. Milwaukee will not leave your Cubs alone, my friend. They're right there, two games back.
Wow,
two
that's
games.
Close.
But the real race, again, Dodgers. In the West, Colorado, Dodgers, Arizona, all separated by 2.5 games. So it's going to come down to the wire in the West in both of the divisions and possibly with Milwaukee and Chicago. It's going to be a lot of fun to see some great, great postseason baseball.
All right, we're coming down to the last few minutes of the show. So do you guys want to pick your games of the week for next week, for Sunday?
There's some major rivals this
week. I
feel
like I can't give out my picks anymore because I'm in the Super Contest.
Yeah, you better not.
Going to be mad. Whoa.
Well, excuse me.
Champion of the G-Line one, go ahead.
All right. Here
Give us a three-teamer.
I'll take Carolina +5.
Okay.
Against Smartlanta. I'll take the Vikings over Green Bay, whether it's +2.5, -2.5, with Rodgers, without Rodgers. And I'll tell you what, I think Jacksonville is going to give my Patriots a run for their money at home.
Mm.
And they're going to be a little bitter about last year's AFC Championship game. They're getting 2 points at home. I think that line goes to 3 by Sunday. If you can grab Jacksonville +3, I think they'll give Brady and company a little bit of a run for their money.
Really? Tanya Brennan.
I like that.
You got a three-team picker? You got some favorite games here?
I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs. Right now it says it's Steelers have -5.5, but I'm going to go with the Chiefs over the Steelers.
Okay.
I like the Patriots-Jags game. I think it's going to be tough. I know Jags had an injury yesterday to one of their key players. I got to go for the Patriots.
Is Leonard Fournette out?
I believe he is out, yes.
For the year?
He's out right now. Yep. And, you know, I'm gonna go with the Giants +3 against.
What did the Cowboys look terrible yesterday?
They just looked okay.
Flat, okay.
Very flat, very flat. Zeke did nothing. It was a little. It was very boring.
Frankie Schinta.
I have no picks. I'm out. Leave me. I'm out.
He's out.
I'm out.
He's out at the South Point. Is where he's out. Starting October 6th.
By the way, some other injury news in the NFL, other than Aaron Rodgers and obviously Leonard Fournette. Dougie Baldwin from Seattle, one of the better receivers in the league last few years. Partial MCL tear. He'll be out for a while. And then this just in, Delanie Walker, tight end of the Tennessee Titans. He's on the IR with an ankle injury.
And what about Greg Olsen? Because Greg Olsen got hurt yesterday.
I saw him on the sideline yesterday. So obviously Carolina, Cam Newton's going to be missing one of his favorite targets in that game. So right out of the gate, we've got plenty of injuries to talk about. They're going to have effects on some really good teams.
And my Bears are playing Monday night against the Seattle Seahawks.
What's the spread there?
You said it was minus three.
I'll take Bears minus three.
Minus three.
Especially with no Mitch Dougie Baldwin Trubisky. Now, and they have to travel across the country.
I think the Bears will kick ass. I really do. I think they will.
They look great.
They're not
going to
make that mistake again.
I agree.
Anything else you want to plug? Frankie, anything else?
Nothing. I'm just happy to have a residency again, and it's going to be at the South Point.
Woo!
The best show, one of the finest showrooms in town. And a great crew, everything. Michael Gunn.
October 6th is opening night, correct?
The 6th is opening,
what time is the show?
3 p.m. I can't believe it myself, but I'm excited about it.
Thank you, Frankie Schinter. Tanya Brennan, any last plug for the Smith Center?
Come on, Smith Center. Go to our website, check it out, and go NFL.
And go Niners. And join us over at Sapphire. Jonathan Scott, eat well, party hard, my friends. Like us and share us. Facebook out. Tell me why I don't like